Riders, Rangers, and Rebels. Shugwin Shinobi is a legendary underground toy reviewer. Dustman is awesome rider. And Jedimon is Jedimon.
Hello, welcome to Riders, Rangers, and Rebels, episode 22.
I love Glee.
Do you now?
You know. Bitch stole my line.
Well, I guess that's what the episode's called. So,
Ray.
Yeah, we won't talk about Glee at all.
Yeah.
But I like the grilled cheeses.
You like the grilled Jesus? You're disgusting.
Grilled cheeses. It's a grilled cheese sandwich with Jesus' face on it.
My God.
This was going to be this entire hour, or however much this turns out to be, so get comfortable.
Just going
to
be like bullshit. Just going to be us talking.
Get comfortable, take your pants off, climb in bed with Shuki.
I'm waiting.
was that too much? Okay.
No.
It's comfort sex time, I guess.
Yeah. So, yeah, we got nothing, basically. We'll do the one-ups. Yes, the one-ups. We all get an extra life.
Sitting?
Oh, no, good.
Points. Damn it.
Good, because I'm done with this one.
So, I'll start real quick, because I really got nothing to go over. I got my HLJ box, so I got Fives and a bunch of vinyls, and my Cougars came in today. So, I got those, and I can start doing reviews again, because my projects are done. And I've been playing Pokemon. That's really it.
Yep.
Yo.
I'm not going next one.
Fine, I'll go. So, I got AmiAmi box today with candy toy medals, Ichigo.
I don't know where the hell mine is. It's been like 16 days.
Ichigo, the first G3 Shadow Zack Trooper. I got my 7th badge in Soul Silver, and Heart Gold is up to...
Well, some of us are in the issue region.
Your mother. Heart Gold is up to, like, the radio tower or something. It's actually a pretty fun game when you play it. And then what else has been going on? Let's see. I don't think anything else is going on. I'm expecting my Gashapon Rider medals from Rider Proxy tomorrow, hopefully.
Which are much better than the Gashapon medals. Thank you, whoever did that.
Welcome.
So let's see. Is anything else going on with me? No.
It's the usual happy fun time.
Yeah, you call it happy.
Jedimon's life's all like sunshine and rainbows.
Yeah, sunshine and black rainbows and...
Bows and baguettes.
You can't have a black rainbow.
You can have a Sorini Kagayaku rainbow.
Oh god, that is a black rainbow. Ghost Sager is like a black rainbow in my heart. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Some things you just can't unsee. Like Ghost Sager.
I have no clue what I was watching, but I heard Sorini and I just died a little. Like, all I have to hear is in the sky, and I, like, cry.
All I have to hear is Ghost Sager, and I just rage quit.
I'm past that. All I have to hear is in the sky, and I cry. Cry tears of scary... I don't know, fuck. Just keep going.
What?
Go!
I don't even know. I don't even know where the fuck we are anymore. Okay, so what's been up? Fucking nothing! Well, no. There's been a little bit. I finished Pokemon White. And it was pretty cool. Even though I didn't know any idea what was going on in the story, I'm pretty sure I agreed to, like, at least 5 orgies and 2 gay sex sessions. And I agreed to sell all my Pokemon for, like, 3 pennies after the game's over. But, yeah, it was a pretty fun game. Now I'm getting ready to actually become the champion, since you don't become the champion when you beat it. Spoiler alert. So I'm training against all these, like, level 65 Golducks and possible Rapidashes and getting rid of sucky people like Junior. I got my Okinawa package, at least I think that's what it is, unless it's my special package. But I got that.
Ooh.
What else? I got the little candy toy medals, and they're like, LOL, we're not
you
metal.
Me later.
Oh, God. what else?
Who's bringing the batteries?
Oh, my God.
I got some.
Okay.
All right, good. Anyway. That's for later. Anyway. And I got Fize, and he's all like, my legs are loose, so I'm just going to talk on the phone. Just like Wheelchair's Girlfriend. Let's see. And G3 is all like, I'm only cool because I have a saw. And Ichigo's like, I'm going to be wait to be reviewed because whatever. I don't know. I just got some stuff. I finished Pokemon and I paid off Fallout. So I'm all excited to get it next week because it's going to be awesome. I don't think I've really done anything else other than like, yeah. Yeah.
Like
nothing. Like, it's been really slow everywhere. I've just been playing a lot of Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, Rider Zero, you like Glee?
I love Glee.
It's like a principal. You get click. He hits the button. I swear he's got one of those microphones.
Well, what's up?
Absolutely nothing. It's even more boring here than with you guys.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. I got a job, and I've been playing a basketball game, and that's about it.
Oh, yeah. Also, my Botic Android shipped, just FYI for those who care.
So is mine. I'm like,
so.
Too.
Yeah.
Ego shipped on my Cyclone.
Bunch of shit shipped. I don't know.
Yeah, everything is always shipping. Just as soon as the package gets here, another one's leaving this factory to get to our house. Well, fine.
Basically.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
Oh, yeah. My stuff shipped, too.
We just pretty much just say my stuff ship. That's all we need to say.
Yeah.
And for those interested, the first deluxe set of medals comes out next week.
Hell yeah. I mean, Ami needs to get their ass together and put up more pre-orders.
Otherwise, we'll just go to HLJ, I guess, because it's only like $2
yeah.
more. Not that bad. Not that hard off. I can't spend $2.
Yeah, I'd do it too because I've been eyeing a Robot Damashii that's on sale and I'd like him to ship
I'd rather get it from HLJ than from certain other people that rob you at the checkout counter. Shipping is normally 15, but we're going to take an extra 20. What? Why? I don't know. We've been made. Run!
We've been made?
I don't know. I'm just trying to stretch this thing out. Water.
So, as far as news goes, we got nothing.
There's some miners.
There's very, very minor news.
Miners, not miners.
So.
Speaking of miners, like they're all rescued.
Yeah, that's the only news we got.
Like, I literally forgot about them.
Somehow that reminded me of the movie October Sky for whatever reason.
Oh,
yeah.
Just because they were associated with mines?
Yeah, I guess probably. So. Because everyone's seen that movie. They showed it at least 20 times when I was in high school and middle school.
I've never seen that movie.
Really? Are you serious?
I'm serious, my boy.
Well, I saw it at least 5 times every year. My shop teacher showed it to me 4 times.
Same year?
No, 2 times first year. He showed it to us for an example, and then it was at the very last class, and then 2 times the next year. He always shows it on the last class when we're doing nothing. And then he shows it for an example because I took metal shop and wood shop. And like everyone like in the education community is obsessed with that movie. They're like, he's not gonna build a rocket, that's Bubble Boy. He wants to go find whatever her name is and he's gonna marry. Yeah, whatever. I had a reference there, it died somewhere. Okay. Just like when Misty was inside Justin Bieber.
What?
Refer to black and white videos made by the Shukun Shinobi.
Looks, video 3 or 4.
Yeah, it looks like Misty inside Justin Bieber, and then nothing. Wait.
Like the biggest piece of news is something that's probably not going to even exist. Like, there's a rumored Gokaiser cast that's probably going to be completely wrong, just like the Ghost Sager one was. So
yeah,
I don't
they
really
have,
care about it.
Johnny Depp cast as Gokai Red, so I'm pretty sure that's wrong.
New Deno is supposedly Gokai Red, so. Well, I can see that happening. I don't buy it, only for the simple fact that.
They need him for Deno Movie 12.
Yeah. There was a rumor earlier in the week for Deno Movie 8.
Yeah, I saw that. They had like a fat decade. The guy looks fat. Who? I don't know. There's nothing on television.
What else do we got going on? So
oh, look, Seinfeld's on.
There's no movie. In Power Rangers Samurai, Skinny Max, now Spike.
Skull.
No. No, what?
That was timed oddly perfect.
What did he say?
He said Skull.
Oh.
Just
I
like
thought he said golf.
I thought he said balls. So together we got golf balls somehow.
And last but not, I think that's last but not least. I don't know, but apparently that capsule guy memory set's real or something.
It might be. We're not sure.
There was a store that started taking pre-orders for it already, but I'm just hoping.
Unless the store is just full of idiots.
It could be.
We see a picture. Oh, look, the new toy! We put it pre-order now. They're more Chinese now when I'm doing the accent. I've lost my touch. Kata! Kata! Gaia 6? Fuck. Gaia 6?
Got what?
I don't know.
What is spelled with a W?
Yeah, like, double is spelled with a W. What? But it's clearly a D. No! I don't know. But I'm hoping
Daburu, it's Daburu.
Daburu. Daburu. What? Fight school. But yeah, it may or may not be real.
I still don't think it is.
I can't comment or speculate. No. Well, yes, I can. I think they're fake. Faker than Wheelchair's girlfriend. Oh, shit.
No, his hand is real.
He just, like, put, like, little hair on it, which is cool.
So, there's no news, so let's just ramble.
Okay.
I saw the greatest the video today.
The Pokemon art.
I love Pokemons.
We'll talk about the Pokemon art.
You didn't know.
Go to PokeBeach.com.
Go now. Wait. Pause for them to go to the website. Okay, you should be there by now. Pause for them to go to the website. Okay, you should be there.
Scroll down a bit. And then there'll be Korokoro scans. And it shows Ken Sugimori art of a ton of the new Pokemon. And they're so awesome.
They're like totally awesome. Oh my god.
Narwhal is like the coolest thing ever. He's got a giant mustache. And he's all like, I'm a narwhal, bitch. And
yeah, I love him. I can't wait to use him in my real game.
He's pretty cool.
I don't really like his face for whatever reason, but it still looks cool.
Like the artwork looks kind of funny because the teeth look flat.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in the anime it'll look a lot better.
Yeah, and like his little sprite looks good. Like I love Emboar. My Emboar is like the best on my game.
Like, even snake still does nothing for me.
Yeah, I don't like the snake at all. He's just like, lol, I'm grass type. I like never use grass types. I realized about myself when I was playing this. Like I've never really started with a grass starter.
Also,
ever.
I just want to say right now that Futachimaru is like my favorite middle stage ever.
Yeah, me too. He's awesome.
I don't know if I'd say ever, but definitely out of this set.
Well, my only other one that I really liked was Grovyle.
I like Grovyle. I like Wartortle.
I don't really like Wartortle.
Yeah, but he doesn't beat Futachimaru. Futachimaru's a badass. He's like,
got
bitch, I'm
sword
samurai.
Shells on his...
Okay, does he beats Charmeleon?
Yes.
Charmeleon sucks.
Charmeleon's the cheap middle part before you get to Charizard.
Charmeleon's like, I'm just a slightly larger Charmander.
With a horn. With a bone sticking out of my head.
It's not even a horn, it's a bump.
He's like, LOL, I want a Bayash, even though I'm only level 16.
Okay, whatever. Well, I like Quilava.
Yeah, but like all the middle stages are just like not as good as Futachimaru.
No, he's awesome.
Okay. Anyway, let's see what else.
Chesmeister.
Oh god, are you playing? With yourself.
No, next page.
Oh, yeah.
Like the anime artwork.
Oh,
with the
yeah.
And Chesmeister.
And then some girl, like, uncomfortably holding a chinchilla. The chinchilla's like, this girl's touching me. And then, like.
And then,
I don't like the way they look the male protagonist look. He doesn't look as cool. He looks like a chipmunk.
He's just like, I'm gonna molest you.
Yeah.
He's got a
pretty
scouter.
Much.
He's like, it's over 9,000!
Basically.
And then Artie's on the other page just going like, hey!
I'm fabulous! That's exactly what he's saying in that picture. Look at his belt buckle. That just screams gay. Like, in his pants? Look at that. I feel like he's on Project One Way. One Way. And then we got Mama Pata, which we've already seen his artwork. And Kibako. Not Kibako. Fuck. The first new bat. Whatever.
We'll get to that later. Go to the next page. There's some
Fine.
Cops in, like, giant cloaks. It's confusing me. I don't understand.
I don't know where they're from. I'm pretty sure they're she-males.
Yeah, one's black and one's white.
It's double! Huh? They're like, Sah! Onetsume Kazero! I see them!
They made a Fang Joker.
Yeah. Oh, that's that subway I went into. I was like, I don't know.
Okay, are they on the Battle Subway?
I think so.
Are they the Battle Subway Masters?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
They look special.
Oh, right above that's a pretty cool picture of the female protagonist on the subway.
Well,
and on the next page is...
She's got short shorts.
Hot gym leader.
She wears short shorts. Anyway.
And they're showing us Gantor, Moguru, and Megu Rocko saying, hey, look, use these in this gym so you can win.
Yeah. I still only see the gym leader, but...
Scroll down.
No, I know. I'm just... Never mind.
Oh, why? Because she's hot?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I get it. Yeah,
we
she
know
looks
what,
a lot
we know what Shuki's
the top
doing
just
with.
Confuses the hell out of me.
We know
like, I don't know whether that's skin or whether that's fabric, but I'm still
where?
Confused.
Skin.
What?
But there's no belly button. Oh
that,
my
that's
god.
That's what confuses me.
She's a freak. She's like Kyle XY.
What?
You never seen that show?
No, he loves Glee.
Oh no. Yeah, that's right.
Why would you watch anything other than Glee?
We got right. Monkeys on the next page.
Yeah. I'll say this again. The green one looks good. The fire one still looks like a dumb shit. And then the water one looks worse. It looks like Whoopi Goldberg. Exactly. I was trying to think of exactly what it reminded me of. That's exactly. It's Whoopi Goldberg. I see you.
I totally want to catch one and name it Whoopi.
Yeah, it's like, the art makes it look worse, actually. And to be perfectly honest, I think all the first stages look better. Like, how do you get the adorable little monkeys and turn them into these?
Well, I love the grass one.
It's okay. It's the best. It's got, like, a boner hair. It's like something about
He's
Mary.
He's modeled after one of the, like Tokyo Rockabillys.
Well, they
it's
can
awesome.
Poo.
I totally see the Whoopi Goldberg resemblance.
Yeah. It's definitely Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
Then there's something wrong with this fire one.
He still kind of looks like Fonzie to me.
Like, if he wasn't doing that weird, like, gay hand thing where he looks gay and confused, and his eyes weren't confused, he would look okay. But he's all like, I don't know, fuck.
All right, let's move on.
Well, apparently the first form is supposed to be like the see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil monkeys. I don't know what these are supposed to be.
Well, obviously the blue one is see no evil because it has its eyes closed.
Yeah, the red
or
one is hear no evil. The red one is hear no evil, and the green one is speak no evil.
Like,
but I don't know what
that.
They... But, well, look at the first forms.
Well, I know, but... The grass one's just all like, they're going all, hey, what's up?
Yeah, but his mouth's open, so he's speaking no evil. I don't know.
He's speaking evil, his mouth is open.
No, he's not. He only speaks sweet tunes of non-evil. I don't know. You're losing me now. Because I can't think of good material, and I'm running out of stuff to say.
Nani, what? I don't know. Let's move on.
I don't know. Let's move on. Okay, we got Bulk and Skull, aka Animal Cover.
Yeah, those guys are awesome.
They look pretty good in the art. And then the third little worm bug thing looks pretty good in the art, too. Wormmon. Stingmon. Equivalent. Why is no one saying anything?
No one else cares.
It's the evolved form of Wormmon, the final stage.
Where?
Underneath two fighting types.
Oh, that one evolves from Wormmon?
Yeah, that's his final stage. Because it's like, he's like, Wormmon. And then he gets cold, and then he wakes up and he's like, oh, I'm a gay Stingmon. It looks better in this art.
But then we have Kokoromori looking actually
so. Kokoromori's so adorable.
I love Kokoromori. Right, no. Kokoromori.
Like, his
I want
sprite one. Looks all dirt, but then his artwork looks absolutely.
I thought you
adorable.
Said his sprite looks dirt.
Lom out.
Here's the CBL.
Yeah, just like the meathead. I don't know. He's just disgusting. I feel like he's just full of meat. Like, he's just so disgusting. He's like the weakest Machamp replacement I've ever seen.
Well, that's the Machoke replacement.
Whatever.
And my little tadpole is just all like, I'm a tadpole. I'm like, okay.
I feel like he's got the face of a human. This sounded really deep for whatever reason. Anyway, moving along.
The tadpole's going all, please love me.
And then I'm like, sorry, I picked two bad water choices next time. The chinchilla looks actually better in this art. Like, it doesn't look as much like, oh, we didn't know what to do, so we just gave it extra fur, even though that's still what it is.
I think it's better than the bunny.
What?
Yeah.
It's better than Lapunny.
Oh, yeah. Lapunny's stupid. That's why they never evolved in Planaria. They're like, oh, we're going to forget about you and just give Dot a bunch of random shit. Zebra's cool. He's really good in the game, too. The second stage of the worm is just lazy.
I'm cold.
It looks like bananas and pajamas and like a green thing. And the first like fighting thing, he looks a little better. His nose is all black. Like it looks like he's been in the mines. I don't know.
Look at the Chileans.
Look at the art here. Like look at Embor. He looks better here.
Does he?
Yeah. Like his eyes look wider. He looks more like the sprite, and it looks better to me.
It's the same artwork, bro.
Could just be me. No, you.
Yeah. It's just further away.
No, you.
Just smaller.
No, you.
No.
You. Moving along. Okay, then we got this dumb thing that evolves into Earth. This little thing that's like, I don't know what it's like, a crab? What is it?
Ishizuma, it's a hermit crab.
Yeah, that's it. And it's in a rock, and it's like.
And then we have Marakachi over here.
I look kinda cute. Is that the cactus jizz?
Yeah. Then we have Desmos.
Death.
Which is the thing that turns into the sarcophagus.
Extra death.
We have this little pill bug thing that turns into a wheel before it becomes a centipede. And we have Darumaka, which turns into Hihi Daruma.
Yeah, he looks a little less like an owl, but he still looks like an owl to me. He's like,
he looks just like
he seriously looks exactly like Ponyo. I'm probably the only one here that's seen Ponyo, but he looks exactly fucking like Ponyo.
Yeah, anyway... I haven't seen Ponyo. I thought you said Sanjo for a second. So.
Sanjo.
The weird dragon thing looks a little better. Yeah. Oh, he does look like Digimon. Anyway, but he looks a little better, though. Like, they gave him angry eyes. Like Mr. Potato Head. Kenhoro looks okay. For whatever reason, I feel like the male should be female and the female should be male. Like, the pink, like, little drapes just scream female to me for whatever reason. I don't know. Fuck. Why am I the only one talking?
I don't because I'm talking over here. Because
I don't care about that bird.
Fine. Then we got Big Pussy. which looks like Big Pussy. And then the Geodude replacement that's like, I'm Chromastone. I was totally ripped off from Ben 10.
Shuki.
You know, they were just sitting there, like, in the hotel room trying to come up with ideas, and then Ben's like, it's hero time, like, in Japanese, and they're like, that's a Pokemon! Yeah, there's Shuki. It's better in the art. He looks actually... I think this Pokemon was inspired by the Pants on the Ground song.
And I love that song.
Just a second.
Just like you love Glee.
I almost love it as much as I love Glee.
The little Yorkie guy.
Yorkie is awesome.
Alright, next then we have Master Roshi's turtle, blue version.
And the bird.
The bird, he's all like...
Toucan Sam.
Yeah, he's like Toucan Sam's ugly stepsister. Like he sells like really stale Fruit Loops.
He sells those cereal in the bags that you get at your local supermarket.
Oh yeah, like those big like feed bags. Like, here, it's kid feed. It's a giant bag. You, like, pour it into their bowl, and the kids are like... That's exactly what it is. And they even put it in, like, bins, just like they do with the dogs.
That's true.
There's feed bag.
I always hated that shit.
I never bought it.
Like, I'd always go shopping with my mom, and I'd just look at it and laugh. And then go get, like, Kellogg's or something.
Like, and then, like, walk by to make them feel bad about themselves. We got Junior here. You're useless!
Junior and whore bag.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Kibago's second evolution, who I still don't care for. Looks like an airplane crashed into his mouth. He's like, no! I don't know, fuck.
The only reason I like it better is because the last one just doesn't make much sense to me.
Yeah.
Like, he's all like, I look... coherent, and then all of a sudden, oh, I'm big and yellow.
Yeah. They got a little drunk that night.
It looks like those horns out of his mouth are airplane wings.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we got the second crocodile, which looks like he's just totally... He's so chill, he doesn't know what to do with himself.
He's like an angry alligator.
He looks exactly like a Kremling, and he's all just like, sup.
He's like, "That whatevs." The little bear is adorable. He's so adorable. Yeah, you can download him. Mm-hmm. You know what? Just pick the snot off and then hug him. Hey, what? I wonder if his plush is gonna come with snot. Like not well, like actual slime, but I mean like just a little plush snot. It'd be the first plush snot I ever owned.
Probably.
Speaking of snot,
Spider Shock.
Yeah, he's
Spider
all like.
Spider Shock looks adorable too.
Yeah, I want to hug him, but then I'm afraid he'd bite me. And in fact, oh, I'd become like an electric Spider-Man. That'd be awesome. Take that, Spider-Man reboot.
And he's on.
That's it.
Then he can give you the time of day. Shit.
We ran out of shit to talk about. What do we do?
So, yeah, you should check out that video. Antoine Dodson of Bed Intruder fame singing live at the BET Awards. Because it's awesome.
Is it now?
Awesome. It's awesome.
It's very awesome. It's more awesome than Dawson.
Probably is. It's a Bed Intruder song.
It is.
How rich that fuck is now.
I know. So much joy out of this attempted rape. Honestly. Sister's almost raped and now
the,
it's like
the
a phenomenon.
The rapist's probably sitting there like shooting himself in the face because he just gave this guy all his money.
Like, I think there was another comment I read on the video at one point that said, "Unluckiest rapist ever. News report went viral." But they still haven't caught the fucker. Where is he? Does he really exist? Did they stage the whole thing?
Probably,
I don't care.
They probably did.
A lot of people are saying that that whole thing was staged, but, you know.
Probably
you
was.
You never know.
Who cares, though? The song's still awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, brother. But other than that, the guy's probably just like a master criminal or something. He was just cold. He wanted a place to sleep, and then Antoine freaked out. He's like, "Hide everyone! It's an epidemic! They're raping them all!" Like, it's one incident, sir. Well,
I hear it in the background.
I don't have my form.
I don't have mine either. I was going to do that, too.
Well, mine's charging. Anyway. Okay, so our news is Two Things of Toku, Pokemon, and then the Bed Intruder song.
Yes.
Best news week ever.
Indeed.
I know, he's snatching your people.
Snatching
no,
your
smashing
people
her
up.
He's smashing your people up while they're trying to eat Michelinas.
Oh my god.
I stopped eating those after I found a gelatin cube in my macaroni. I'm like, that's it.
I only eat fettuccine.
They have gelatin cubes in there too, just... I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that. So,
did everyone see the video of Bumblebee getting totally pwned?
No, oh, I didn't. I didn't see
Watch
the video.
It now.
I heard it.
Well, it's on the AllSpark somewhere. I'll grab a link, but...
It's also on TFW.
This
like,
is
it's
hilarious.
Epic.
Oh, yeah, it's on
but
TFW.
Optimus is like, "All right, transform and roll out." And Optimus is rolling out, and then Bumblebee's falling behind. It's like,
Bumblebee was in a different area of the street.
Yeah, but they were still rolling out.
Yeah, but I'm just saying Bumblebee was
but
like
I'm just,
a different...
Let me tell the story. You just fucking... Yeah, you ruined it.
Sorry! Funny.
Anyway, so, like, they're all rolling out, and it's all epic. And you hear the music from the movie. It's all like, da-na-na, da-na-na. And then Bumblebee just crashes into this cop car. Obviously, this cop didn't know they were filming. Like, they have this area
Bumblebee
closed off.
Bumblebee transforms just like, "We're filming right now. You waste all our film. You dent my hood."
You waste all our film.
If Transformers were real, like, he crashes into him, nothing happens to the car, he, like, transforms, kicks the cop across wherever. Like, it's hilarious because, like, I could, literally, when I saw that video, I could hear the music in my head, and, like, it's just interrupted by this crash, because the set's all closed off, and it's all, and then all of a sudden this wayward cop just runs in, like, like, he's all excited, like, "I got in, I put my sirens on, and I got in." He's all excited.
Oh my god.
And then Shia LaBeouf just goes and crashes into him. And he's like, "No one messes with Lewis Stevens."
Oh my god.
There was a rumor at one point of them writing it in, which would be pretty damn funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, that shit was hilarious. Like, especially if you add... I want someone to add the music to that. Like, da-na-na-na-na-na. Oh, shit. And, like, Optimus just comes back, "What's happened here?" And it's like a reenactment of the scene from the first movie, and Buff Shia is all, "Gentlemen, I want to introduce you to my friend, Optimus Prime." The cops are all scared.
Like, apparently whoever was driving Optimus, like, noticed, because they, like, pulled over and stopped moving. Apparently whoever was driving Bumblebee didn't give a fuck. He just kept going.
Well, the thing is that it was a closed set, so that's why no one got in trouble, because the cop was in the wrong.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like, I have to watch the video again, I feel like the cop was even swerving, like, he was so excited to see. Like, he's like, I want to see the Transformers being filmed, maybe if I put my siren in and drive through the set, it'll be okay. Like, oh, but there's someone in trouble. I don't care. But she's being raped in the projects. I don't care.
Well,
we are need to go hide our kids, hide our wives, and hide our husbands.
I just heard a mini crash.
I want to find this video.
It's on TFW.
Yeah, go to TFW and just scroll down.
What city was this in?
Angel Grove.
Okay.
Angel Grove Radio.
Blue Bay Harbor.
Turtle, whatever the fuck it was called.
Cove.
Turtle Cove.
Most of them are all, except I think New Tech City was the only one. Oh, maybe Briarwood. Most of them are always ocean-based. And then SPD went and ruined it. Because they lost the little sticky note in their notes when they took over Power Rangers from Kalish that said all cities must be ocean-themed. What? Well, we'll just put overdrive everywhere. No! I don't know, I didn't have a response, so I just said no.
No!
Whatever, what started the ocean theme? Well, I guess it was started with Lightspeed Rescue.
Mariner
Whatever.
Day.
Yeah.
That was like beyond ocean theme.
There
that
was some
ocean themed twice.
Well, the Time Force had a city that I feel like it was ocean themed, but like I always forgot it because it just didn't matter.
So wait, did this cop not notice the giant 18-wheeler painted like Optimus Prime?
I guess not.
I'm a zealous fan. That was Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Like, dude, what the hell is wrong with you?
He's like, dude, what the hell? You hit me.
WTF,
here's
mate.
Bumblebee. He's just completely broken. Like, his entire front just exploded.
And the cop car's fine. Like, wow. Glad I didn't get a Camaro. Except Wait. If I did have a Camaro, I'd have speakers on the outside blaring that music whenever I drove somewhere. Driving to Target.
Like, Bumblebee just comes up, WTF, mate.
That poor car.
Poor Buff Shiloh. He already lost his hand in the last movie.
Trying to find where Time Force was set in.
I don't know. They mentioned it in the Linkara summary where he's all like, well, Time Force was the best season, but I still have a giant hard-on for Carter.
Even though Carter's a total tool.
He was. He's like, Linkara loves Carter. Something wrong with him.
It was.
Awkward silence. I'm still trying to find it.
Silver Hills.
Silver Hills.
Oh. That's ocean based in some circles.
I guess that's why they were the Silver Guardians.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Wow. After, like, however many years since that premiere, I just realized that. Whatever. Some of them were ocean based. The point is, don't listen to me.
We don't anyway.
This is true.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
I feel like Bumblebee's dead now because they like pulled this big tarp out of the trunk and they're covering it up like they would a dead body.
I know. They like draw a chalk line.
Here lies Bumblebee, killed by a stupid cop.
It would have been funny if
the authorities.
The only thing that can make that video any better is if, like, all of a sudden the horn from The Price is Right played. Like, bom, 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 bom.
Oh, that's great.
You know, speaking of The Price is Right, did everyone see Drew Carey's lost a bunch of weight lately, huh?
Yeah, he looks weird.
Well, see, this is what I think happened, is he realized... The intended audience of this show is like people who are 80 years old with Alzheimer's.
And he doesn't want to teach them to be fat.
Well, no, what he figures is all he has to do is if he looks more like Bob Barker, they'll watch the show more. So he got all skinny. See, it's a ratings pitch.
Okay. What else are you talking about? What else have we got?
Steve Harvey's hosting Family Feud now.
Yeah, that's really? True. It's really weird. Like, yeah. I didn't like John O'Hurley. I hated him.
Yeah, I
liked
Richard Karn.
Yeah,
Karn's awesome.
Richard Karn was amazing.
And too bad, like, Ray Combs shot himself.
I didn't really like Ray Combs
either. I thought he fell in a hot tub and died.
What?
That's what I heard.
Ray Combs committed suicide. And Richard Dawson was awesome because he just, like, make out with every chick there. He'd just come in and start macking on the ladies.
He'd mac on the ladies?
Yeah, he'd go all robot on them, like...
Oh. Is he really a robot or no? You need to be clear, damn it. No, you weren't a robot. That was great.
That was a Mac joke.
Oh, I get it.
What about Justin?
Oh my.
I was thinking of the truck. I'm sorry.
I was thinking of the red Overdrive Ranger. Oh, no.
I don't think about Overdrive at all. So when you say Mac, I think of, like, the big truck from Cars.
Sorry.
I only think of Skinny Max.
Spike?
Yeah.
Skull?
When you say Spike, I think of Transformers.
I think of
the dog and Tom and Jerry.
I thought about Buffy.
The Vampire Slayer?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's in Scooby-Doo.
Indeed.
Man, now I'm trying to think of something else.
With Jack, the red lights, the red SPD Ranger, even if you watch the second movie.
This is true.
You serious, my boy?
Yeah.
I'm very serious, my boy.
For real.
For real.
Oh, Riri?
No worries.
Christian, I'll be the tentacles are in you.
I know Dawson's not excited. Because he's not excited about anything.
Yes, I am.
He's not excited about life. Oh, wait, that's...
You're just excited about reruns.
Well, yeah, because it's all like, yeah, Power Rangers, Samurai, whatever. Fuck, I don't care anymore.
Yes, you do.
No, he really doesn't. We had an argument about this before.
Yeah. Sorry we didn't record it.
Yeah.
We were lazy.
Dawson was talking about how much he loves MMPR Season 1. Billy's like the best Ranger ever.
Wait, really?
Oh, wait, that was the Parallel Universe versus Dawson.
Universe, yeah, it was Parallel Universe.
Parallel Universe.
It's like this. Here's how it is. Is that Power Rangers ended, and then, like, I was all sad and like, no. And then I found Kamen Rider full time. It's like you break up with a girlfriend, and she comes back 2 years later and wants you back, and you're just over her. It's like...
Unless you're
just,
certain someone in which...
Yeah.
Season.
Yeah.
I'm
unless
not
you're
over...
Especially,
look, what? look, it's those large eyes, okay?
My God. Anyway, cheating hole bags aside.
What color are they?
I don't know.
anyway.
All I know is...
Brown,
but... Fuck!
All I know is that eyes are up here.
Anyway, what I'm saying is it's like
interrupting,
that.
Interrupting.
It's like, I'm over. It's like, I'm over Power Rangers. Like, I just got over. Like, I don't know. I'm just investing all my time into watching Kamen Riders and collecting their stuff and videos.
You're not even doing that.
Yes, I am. What are you talking about?
You've been on the same episode of Blade for like a month.
Watching the new Kamen... You know what? How's Bokenger?
See, here's the thing.
Exactly.
I stopped watching Bokenger because I was bored.
How are you bored with Bokenger?
Because it's not Geki Ranger.
Exactly.
It's Bokenger.
Geki Ranger's better than all other Sentais ever.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying Bokenger's still good. I enjoyed Bokenger.
Well, I'm going
to make it to the. Did you make it to the questers in Boken Silver?
No, I just said I didn't.
He only got to like episode seven.
I was gonna watch some today, honestly.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we know what a Shuken Shinobi honestly means.
But
yeah.
I'm gonna pick it back up after Fall Gaming's over. Yeah, because I got Fallout, and then Fable, and then Star Wars, and then Assassin's Creed, and quite possibly Black Ops.
Epic Mickey.
Force Unleashed 2 is going to be awesome.
It is. I still don't know how their midnight release is going to work. They're going to have, like, half the line dressed, like, in Star Wars, and the other half in Medieval, and, like, I won't know what to do. I'll get, like, a shirt that says Fable 3 and wear my Star Wars hoodie, and just stand in the middle.
You could dress like a medieval knight wielding a lightsaber.
That would be pretty awesome.
Or, like, indeed.
Like a Palpatine with like a king's hat.
Pope Palpatine?
Yeah. Pope Vader. But anyway, like, I'll probably pick it up after that because, like, I don't know. I'll pick it up. I'm going to finish it eventually. I finished Hibiki. So there,
he's awesome.
I basically finished it in like 2 days. Like, it took me like 2 months to watch the first 15, and then I marathoned the rest within like 2 days. But I'll finish Blade. The funniest thing is like I left off on a part where I wanted to see what happened, and I still do.
I want to see what happens next.
But the point of that whole thing is I'm just over Power Rangers. Like, I got over it.
Oh, was that the original topic of this discussion? Because I forgot where we started.
I don't.
You'll still watch it.
I'm gonna watch it, just like the Spider. Like I said, just like the Spider-Man reboot. I'm gonna watch it just so I can complain about it. Speaking of that, I want to talk about that. Let's talk about the Spider-Man reboot.
Okay.
Okay. So they cast. I think her name's Emma Stone. Yeah. She's the. She was Jules from Superbad. For those of you who've seen that, she's playing Gwen Stacy. Now, I don't hate her as an actress. She's pretty funny in the stuff I've seen her in, but I don't see her as Gwen Stacy at all. Okay. Now, people, give your thoughts, because I want to rant later.
I don't care.
You don't care? How do you not care?
Because she's pretty.
Oh my God.
This is true.
I don't know. I could almost kind of see her as a Gwen Stacy, because I picture her in the, like, high school type role. Like, that's kind of what she plays.
I guess they are going more for that Ultimate Spider-Man era where it's all like high school, but still, I'm still mad they're rebooting in general. I kind of wanted Spider-Man 4 if they could have done it right.
They didn't do Spider-Man 3 right.
They didn't. 3 was okay. Like, it wasn't.
As 3 good was as not two. Okay. How can you say
like
3 was
okay? 2 was my favorite superhero movie ever, but I still like the. Except for Kirsten Dunst, I pretty much like the whole cast. And, like, it hasn't been that long. They're doing a reboot.
They're rebooting everything.
It's ridiculous. Well,
Superman's getting
Superman,
rebooted again.
Because, like, Daniel Shaw is too much of a faggot to be Superman, and Superman's already bad for me. What else did they? Oh, Hulk! That was necessary.
That was a good reboot because
they had to get the bad guy from the Italian job to play Hulk.
Yeah, I really liked the reboot of the Hulk, but unfortunately, Edward Norton is no longer playing Bruce Banner. So,
really,
that sucks. Yeah.
What?
The reboot of the Hulk was good.
Yeah, because
he's awesome. He's in Fight Club. Fight Club's an awesome movie.
Edward Norton was awesome, but as you may or may not know, they are planning to do an Avengers movie after the Captain America and the Thor movies.
Yeah.
And they've already got somebody else to play Banner in that movie. It's, what's his name? It's the dude from Shutter Island, played the cop at the end of the movie.
I've never seen that.
Ah, damn it, what's his name?
Well, it doesn't matter, but that sucks, especially after they had... Robert Downey make that.
They went through the trouble of rebooting it and making it awesome and doing things so that everything would match.
The first Hulk movie was disgusting.
Yeah, it was horrible.
It's like, I'd rather watch educational television.
This is Mark Ruffalo.
That's it, yeah.
Ruffalo.
Ruffalo. But I don't know. I like the Spider-Man cast and the whole just overall. I mean,
I still don't understand how you can say 3 was good though. That
it wasn't good. I just said it wasn't bad. Like, I mean, I've watched
it. Was Spider-Man bad.
It was too many different ideas. Oh, you know one thing I don't hate. I mean, I do hate is the Sandman casting, because every time I see him, he's like Ursula.
See, I was okay with that one. I didn't like Topher Grace. Like that.
I didn't like the handling of Venom at all, personally.
Yeah, me neither. Like, Venom wasn't a whiny bitch like, I lost my job! Am I going to take my mask off every 5 seconds? No! It was pretty bad, but I still
would like... And then the whole dance scene where he's, like, you know, hopping through the street, like, that was completely ridiculous.
His whole look was inspired by Jedi-mon in the recent months.
Oh my God.
Do you dance around like that, dude?
Yes. Remember that day he was like, I'm laughing for no reason. He was all like, doo-doo-doo. It was great.
I went insane that day. I don't know what happened. But then...
But I guess it was pretty bad compared to 2, because 2 is like my favorite superhero movie ever. I love that movie.
Well, that's because Doc Ock was awesome.
But anyway, like, if they could have done 4 right, I would have much rather had that than a reboot.
Reboot is the thing to do. Like, yeah. The only thing that hasn't gotten a reboot is a reboot.
And this. Who would play our reboot versions? I want my reboot version to be Guppy.
Okay. I mean, Karate Kid got a reboot.
That's true, but that's a long time ago. Like, look at Batman. The original one was made in the 80s. And then they rebooted it. It's fine. But this is still made in the same decade. I was watching Spider-Man 2 the other day. I'm like, 2004? That's only like 6 years ago. But still.
But you're the next... Next Decade.
Oh my god. Even Kamen Rider got a reboot with Decade. No.
Speaking of Decade, but the Karate Kid movie was actually really, really good.
Yeah, I'm probably going to see it now. I wasn't going to see it.
If you throw out the whole fact that it's nothing to do with the originals, it's good.
Yeah. Like, they just took the name and made a new movie.
Yeah.
Other than, like, a kid getting picked on. That's about the only correlation it has with the original.
But I'm just mad, because I want the original cat. Although I didn't like all the shit I was hearing about 4 when they were like, oh, Anne Hathaway's going to play a new created villain called the Vultures. No.
Stupid.
Yeah, he's still on Spider-Man.
I don't know if Anne Hathaway could play a villain.
Neither can I. And I don't like the idea of a newly created villain. I'm like, no.
She's pretty
too. Much source material to work with to worry about creating
Anne Hathaway is pretty
new villains.
I know. And they're like, I don't know. And they're always saying, like, oh, we're going to run out of story before they decided to reboot. I'm like, no, you're not. You know how many years Spider-Man's been around?
Yeah.
Man. And then they canceled Spectacular Spider-Man, and I was angry. But no one else.
You were angry face?
I've seen a little bit of Spectacular Spider-Man. It was
cool. I love that show. It's my favorite one ever. I mean, not show, but I mean Spider-Man.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's see what else can we bullshit about.
Most comic movies in general piss me off in some sort, though, so.
Could have heated debate about The Dark Knight. How Jedi Kevin hates it even though he hasn't seen it or something.
No, that was Shuki.
You haven't seen it either, Jedi Mon.
No, I know what I'm saying. That was Shuki that hates it and hasn't seen it.
So it's only me and Ryder Joe that have seen it.
I refuse to see it.
Well, we should talk about how
excellent movie that
I refuse to see it based on principle of how popular it is.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, that's stupid.
That's like
sends
stupid.
Cake.
Maybe we can
like,
talk about how Dawson
is all like, why so serious? I'm like, well, fuck you.
Why so serious? Why is he so serious?
Not
why
serious.
Does Joker never laugh?
See, that Joker in this movie, though, is based more on the way the Joker is supposed to be in the comics. Like, the one that everybody's used to from the cartoon and everything. All, like, laughing and stuff. But I do.
I was
Mark Hamill and only Mark Hamill.
Yeah, he's the that
Luke
is the Joker.
Skywalker is my Joker.
That's because Mark Hamill is cockknocker.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
what
he shows
ready
my
to
Joker.
You should seriously watch
no
Dark Knight. It's
how
really
audible
quick.
That will be on the actual final recording, but that was great.
Wait, what happened?
Dawson just said Hidari Shotaro is my Joker.
He is.
How sweet.
But we can talk about how much Dawson Ryder loves the Daredevil movie.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
It was so bad, a kid passed out in the theater when I saw it. True story.
And how the two best ideas for movie ever were Elektra and Catwoman.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I refuse to watch Catwoman.
I refuse to watch both movies.
Elektra I could deal with because Jennifer Garner's pretty hot, but...
What's that bitch's theme?
Yeah.
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Yeah.
I was forced to see Catwoman. That woman was disgusting.
Me off. Because the Today Show's on right after Ellen here. And so I watch Ellen, and then I'm laying in bed, and then Kathy...
He always watches Ellen laying in bed, and then he's satisfied when it's over. Ah.
Then Kathy Lee comes on. I just get pissed, because I'm too lazy to go turn it off, because I have to get up.
And you're just like, it's the terror dragon.
I'm like, oh, it's going to eat me. And then that bitch that she does the show with pisses me off, too. Is
it? Look, I just realized I can do it. I have a pile of medals, and I can make this noise. It's awesome.
I got a big chest of medals.
She just had a big chest. Oh.
I do have a big chest. But...
That's she. Unless you're a she.
Talking about me.
Everybody should watch The Walking Dead on Halloween night on AMC.
Everyone should watch Glee.
And then watch Glee the following Tuesday.
The Walking Dead sounds like my life.
Everyone needs to watch Chuck Mondays on NBC.
Yeah, you do.
But no, seriously, watch it. It's going to be excellent.
No, what's awesome is Grey's Anatomy.
No.
I love... Yes. No, it is. I love Dr. McDreamy.
Watch it. You're like, let's get rid of everyone.
Never watched it.
Dr. McDreamy is awesome.
My God.
Ken wants to bang Patrick Dempsey.
Just come out of the closet already.
He has good hair.
That's why he misses his girlfriend so much, because she was his cover.
I hate you. And Glee's awesome. Glee's
no,
awesome.
We did not see a leprechaun.
Jane Lynch is hilarious.
Hey.
Well, she was in 40-Year-Old Virgin.
She was. She was in Role Models, too.
She had Role Models, and she was in Best in Show. That's a good movie.
She's in fucking everything. After I saw her in 40-Year-Old Virgin, she was in everything I saw.
Yeah.
Jane Lynch?
Yeah, she's Sam's mom, too. She's all like, I'm Sam's mom. Yeah, she is.
Which Sam?
Samantha Puckett.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see that one yet. I'm sorry.
You didn't see the brand new iCarly special? I Sam's mom. It's an episode.
But it's a special.
This is a special. My name is Gibby.
They make a new episode every 3 months and call it a special.
Can Gibby just get his own show?
He should, really. Oh, still love that line. Oh, my name's Gibby. She doesn't speak English. I'm still Gibby. I'm gonna so use that next time I run into someone foreign. I'm still Gibby.
Hello, the toilet's in that direction. They don't speak English. The toilet is still in that direction.
Oh, that's fantastic. Let's see what else. Still want. Speaking of that, we should have I Meet the Power Rangers. I still want that. That'd be awesome. Actually, I think I want the Drake and Josh iCarly team out more.
Well, yeah.
Movie Tyson 2010.
Movie Tyson co-op.
It would be so awesome.
But
you
can't have Megan and Carly on the same show. That would like.
They have to. They could like switch places. That'd be hilarious.
But they could do it. They've got the technology. They'll just clone her.
They had an episode where Sam was a twin.
I mean, they have the technology, but that would just be stupid.
And it's crazy Steven Spencer meeting. Come on, it'd be epic. Because Carly like
dance and turn into Crazy Spencer.
Yeah, and like Carly can come up to like introduce herself to Drake and Josh, and they like freak out because I think it's Megan, and she's gonna pull a prank on them. It's one of my favorite episodes, and I thought she was gonna get them. Those girls asked him out. You're in on it with Megan, aren't you? Get out of here, you skunk bags. Oh, they're all in on it. We gotta get out of here. Oh, that's just hilarious.
I was opening Nazca. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You put him away?
Pure Hiko butt fetish.
I put him away because I had to do this photo gallery.
Did you have a picture of him like with like a butt shot?
I will.
You need to like have him like turning around looking like damn. And like have a dual picture of him and Zonky Mini SIC. Just like butt shots. This is going to be the weirdest podcast ever.
We've been rambling Flicker for about an hour, including my phone call.
So I think this whole segment and the chapter title should also just be entitled either ?? again, or just WTF Mate.
I'll go with WTF Mate this time.
Okay.
So this will basically be comprised of like intro, what's ups, what little news we have, what the fuck mate, and then the episode.
Summaries.
Yeah.
And now silence. And then we'll have a chapter that says silence.
Silence.
What's going on?
I kill you.
I don't know. I think we're out of things to ramble about.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
I don't know.
It's Fuck. Shuki. We never run out of things to ramble about with Shuki.
I can tell you a story about Elmo.
Okay.
Elmo's okay. A fuckface. I hate that bitch.
How could you hate Elmo? Everybody loves Elmo.
That's the problem. If you haven't noticed,
no.
I don't like things that people like.
You know what the problem is? Is I have to dress up as Elmo for my little girl's birthday.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
I want pictures of this.
Because apparently everybody thinks that I do a fantastic Elmo voice, so we've had to make a costume completely from scratch. Because
your Elmo voice.
What do you want me to say?
I'm Elmo. I don't know.
No, you have to say, like, I love
Katy
Perry.
I love Katy.
God.
Elmo loves you.
Oh my lord.
God.
That was really good. My God.
You have to say Elmo loves Katy Perry's cleavage.
Elmo loves Katy Perry's cleavage.
Holy crap, that's so good. Really good. Oh my God. We got the next guest for the podcast.
We're gonna have a phone call from PBS now.
No, like I've had to call people like to do that for their children lately.
You serious?
Yeah, like, they freak out. I was like, oh my God, it's Elmo!
Okay, can you go from Elmo to Splinter now and do Kevin Clash's other voice?
No.
Oh.
Now we can just... Oh, this is fun. Now we can just make him say shit and that voice will be hilarious.
Sure.
You'd say, I'm the baby, gotta love me.
Say that, you said?
Yes.
I'm the baby, gotta love me.
That was such a great show.
I know.
I love that show.
Well, we have the next guest. Shh, almost the next guest of the next podcast. It'll be awesome.
It'll just be all, Elmo hates Go Sager.
Do it.
Do it.
Elmo hates Go Sager. That show sucks.
Oh my god, you even got to laugh. This is fantastic.
That's awesome.
That's like, special.
It's epic to like prank call people like that. Do you ever become a robber?
Give me your money.
That was horrible. But you do it. I don't know.
What?
I don't know. Like you
say, give me your money, you son of a bitch.
Like if you're a robber, it'd be hilarious to go in there with that voice.
Hi, this is a sticker. Give me all your money, you son of a bitch.
You should be like, I'm outside the house.
We're filming right now.
You waste all our film.
Oh, yeah. Elmo's a crazed stalker.
Man, that'd be hilarious to rob a bank with the Elmo voice.
Next time I go through a drive thru, I'm going to order that way.
Oh, you should do it and then film it.
Okay.
A baked potato? A baked potato? Are we in Russia? Oh, we found something to bullshit about for another. Yeah.
It's called Avoiding Go Sager. Like always.
Yeah. I still can't believe how much fuck Go Sager is.
I know. And it's all sad because it was your first full year Sentai.
I know. I was so excited. I was like, I jumped into Shinkendra like around episode 30 something, and I caught up and I watched the finale and everything. But like, I was so excited for Go Sager because it was my first Sentai where I would be able to like buy things and watch it every week when it came out, and I was all excited. And then
it sucked.
It's like I got denied, like, a certain joy in life.
You got cock-blocked.
Yeah. Basically, I got cock-blocked by Go Sager.
Just cock-blocked McLovin.
I've yet to get past episode, like, 3, and I seriously doubt that I will.
Don't do it.
Don't even bother.
It will destroy your soul.
Okay. I don't have
anymore. Oh, my God. But it really is horrible. Like, I can't even believe the people that defend it. Like, it's not that bad. Are you serious, my boy?
Like, I think, see, this is what happened, is they actually, they took their Go Sager episodes and just retitled the file Go Sager, so that they're actually just watching Go Wander. Like, it's not that bad.
I'm pretty like sure you just said they took their Go Sager episodes and retitled them Go Sager.
I think you did. But...
Yeah.
Oh, and then you said Go Wander afterwards. They retitled their Go Wander to say Go Sager. That's why they're all like, that gold one's awesome. Gold one? What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, honestly. Like, even Ghostly Knight, remember how excited we were? Like, oh, Ghostly Knight's going to save the show. He's so awesome. Oh, my God. It only lasted for one episode. And he's all like, let's protect the planet. No, that's Captain Planet's job.
Captain Planet.
He's a hero.
Because heart's a real element.
I hate that son of a bitch.
Captain, you hate all people.
Mati. His heart is not an element. Go die in a ditch.
With the Chessmeister who can go screw his corneas.
That's because they couldn't give the little Mexican boy the ability to climb fences.
Dawson, that's so mean.
Oh my god.
I know.
Are you serious?
Can't believe you would say that.
This is unacceptable. Why do I put up
that's what she said.
I wonder how many of my weird chair noises are going to get into the podcast.
I don't know. I forgot to mute my TV for a while. So that might show up.
Can't help it. It's an old chair.
Holy crap. I just looked over and realized I haven't reviewed Human Alliance Jazz yet.
You know what else I haven't reviewed yet? Optimus and Jetfire.
Please, everyone, send your messages.
That thing got lost. It's bound to get lost and lost me.
Let's just ditch it.
Yeah. And I thought. You know what's funny?
When I'm bored, I'll record it and say, "I don't know. This got lost somewhere. I just found it."
We should do that for if we decide to do the team thing again and do a lost thing. You know, mine is literally in a bucket. I didn't have anywhere to put it, so I just shoved it in my like random weapons box. It's got like a few PR weapons I have and like some like old lightsabers. I took the Eternal Memory out and I'm like, I can't believe I bought this. Just spent $50 on a memory. Yay.
You spent a lot more on 35, so...
I can't wait to get that so we can make funny, dirty jokes and sentences.
Well, we part of me wishes I was getting that. There's not enough I's. No, there's no K is what it is, huh? There's no K.
We can all spell our names in dirty words.
So I'm pissed. I can't spell my name. There's no fucking K Dopant.
Wait, why don't you get the set?
There's key. No K Dopant.
In the set,
you can make your own sticker.
That's true. Like, it's all, like, shitty. Like, take one of the Dopant, like, the candy toy.
I just have to hunt down that one issue of Figaro that had all the T2.
You should have bought it when Mr. S had it and then paid, like, $30 for magazine shipping or something.
Except he never had it.
Didn't he? That's right. That was something else. That was different. That was way early on. I was thinking something else. Sorry.
Hudgel J had it at one point.
Hudgel. I don't know. When are they going to start lowering the prices on HLJ to accommodate for shit?
They did already.
Did they?
They just didn't. They don't. They haven't done it for like anything we like yet.
Oh.
They were doing it for like models and.
You can buy models on HLJ. HLJ.com.
Awesome. Can I buy Yumi Sugimoto?
Oh my god! I'm tired of hearing about that bitch. Yeah, she's hot, but seriously, just shove it.
Everyone thinks she's so popular.
Wait, who? I missed that.
Go on, Silver.
Oh, I've never seen her.
What's your hat?
No. I was about to, like, die. Whoa. How
no, I'm not one
be?
Of those. I'm not one of those people. I like
well,
Melee better.
Seen the sex. I like Melee better, too. I love her.
Oh, God. Shuki's secret love is revealed.
That and Hana. Adult Hana. Not Kohana like Dawson.
Oh my god. Yeah, I leave one time.
You left with Kohana. It's not my fault. God.
My secret crush is always going to be Zaki.
God. We saw the pictures on your computer, Dawson.
What?
You know, the pictures.
Don't know.
What? I have no idea what he just said. I heard don't dime.
The ones of Kohana
exactly.
Laying in a bed of rose petals all American Beauty style.
So, I'm totally going to make take a picture of Nasuka groping his butt.
You sure should.
His own or Zonky's?
His own butt.
Oh. I need a picture of you groping it.
Well, it's kind of small, and it's like doesn't actually exist. It's just kind of a flap.
Aww.
Like he doesn't actually have a butt.
He's got a butt that... flap.
Is he George of the Jungle?
He can poop
well,
and be warm at the same time.
Picture, except for the people that watch my videos religiously
and listen to the podcast,
yeah, that too.
Which is true fans of
all
the Super
cool
Shinobi. I just dropped all my medals.
I was getting ready to ask if somebody did.
Like, I stacked them all up and was holding them, and then I dropped them all.
I was stacking mine and figuring out how to organize them, and I felt like a poker dealer. I'm like, that's exactly well, what it feels like. They're like poker chips.
When I'm gonna lay mine out by color, like red, then yellow, then green, etc. And I'm going to have, like, the cell metals on the bottom and then the core metals on top, so that way I can use the core metals for, like, podcasts, and I won't have to, like, worry about aligning them because the cell wounds will be right there holding their place.
Did you open Cheetah?
No, I just took the box out of the candy toy box and I can scan it through it.
Okay. I
Why?
I was going to ask you whether you did or not because Cheetah doesn't exist yet. I didn't know whether
no,
you open it or not.
I'm not opening Cheetah because that's going to be one of the ones that I use for donators.
Yeah.
Since I'm getting DX Cheetah.
I'm just going to open them all.
Did you say that the candy toys aren't metal?
Yeah, they're completely plastic poo.
That makes me sad.
I know, right?
I know, right? But just think about this way, though. Like, this Deno is plastic. The Deno that's in Gashapon Set 2 will be die-cast, so.
It's true.
We'll have a good Deno metal. And then a poo one. Then we can make it go, Deno, Deno. It'll be like there's two Denos.
And then, like, I don't know, I had a joke and then I forgot it. Something about Deno's popularity.
Just like we can do double-double.
Uh-huh. Kamen Rider quadruple. Fine.
Go away.
Fine. I will, as soon as the Ghost Age summary starts, I gotta take a piss. When are we starting this?
Go for it. We're seriously just bullshitting now. Just get the fucking thing over with.
All right. So,
get your ruffles.
We're on episode 33.
Fine, don't get your ruffles.
For anyone, well, they're in the other room. They were wavy lays, but it's basically the same chip. I don't understand why they're two packages, but it's the same chip.
All right, I'll be back. I will do all my nighttime fineries.
Okay. So in the last episode, You're My Juice, they got killed. Gosei Ultimate came in. Master Head, he's gone too. So this starts with Datus and Little Kid, and he's like, is Master Head really gone? Derp. And he's all like, oh, yeah, they can't sense life signs at all. Giggle. And then Nozum was all sad, and then I giggle. And he's all like, the Ghost Sagers must be sad. I wonder what they're feeling. Now they can't go home. I know. I'm going to draw them. Okay. So you see he's drawing Hyde, and Hyde's reading a book. And he's basically asking him how he feels. And he's like, well, I don't care. I can't go home. Cause there's a lot of stuff here I want to search and learn about and whatever. And then we see, like, Atlantis or whatever. It's underwater. But for some reason, it hasn't flown to the Pegasus Galaxy yet. I don't know why. I guess the ancients left it here. And there's, like, these robot dudes. And they're all talking about, like, downloading things. I'm really confused.
Begin the download.
Yeah, like, begin the download. And then Vengix showed up. And was all like, Gurgy Gurg. And we're aware. And so he's all like, just the start of my empire. I'm going to rule the humans. Berg. And you're like, okay. And then it goes all do 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 do. Aisu de hoshiwa. Mamoru tame uma. Look, it was time for the return of VZ-17. And this opening shows the defeat of both Blob and Ultimate Spider Monkey. And that's the only time you see Ghost Ultimate is when Ultimate Spider Monkey is getting killed. So maybe more next week, we don't know. But so now we see Nozomu, and he's drawing the Landic twins. He's drawing, you know, Money and Ugly. And they're, you know, working out or whatever. I don't know what they're doing. And she's all like, I'm going to be a Gosei, a full Gosei angel before I see Mom burp. And it's like, good for you. And she's doing gymnastics. And Agri's all like, I acknowledge my sister. Some crap. And like, it's because other people, the others trust us that we get stronger. I don't know, some stupidness. And then, so we're back at the place. And Thetis is talking to Little Kid again. And they're talking about the Skike people and how stupid they are. And in runs Alata, and he's like searching for the first aid kit, and I don't know what happened. And he says that how he really wants to go back to Ghost Day World. And then Nozomu's all sad and confused. And then they run off, and then there's the metal dudes again, and like this monster shows up. Like they created this metal robot monster thing, and it starts attacking like Metal Alice, whatever her name is, and like cuts off her leg. And you see like their logo looks almost kind of like angel wings. And they're like, Warstar and Yumaju was great because they were a great intro to us. Or some garbage. I don't know. It's stupid. I'm like, really? And then so, like, the chick gets up, picks up her little data pad thing, and, like, her leg just, like, flies over and, like, reattaches, which is kind of weird. And, like, we learned a lot about these Gosei angels from those, you know, tarred monkeys. And it's like, okay.
Are they making O-Metals, too?
What?
So are they making O-Metals, too?
I'm just playing with mine. And they're talking about their Matarintis Empire or some crap. I don't know. And this monster is called, like, Zankite. So I'm like, his name is Zonky? He's not cool enough. His His name is Zan Kite. Zan Kite. So it's almost like Zanki.
That'd be like the only thing that like get me to watch Ghost Rider is Zanki.
Yeah.
Like if Yamatsu just randomly appeared in my Ghost Rider, I'd watch it.
With his butt. So hard. And then Nozomu was drawing Eri, and she's like, I want to go back to Ghost Rider World because I want to show the people there all the stuff here, and then they'll be cooler, and I'll make Ghost Rider World better. And I'm like, whatevs. Okay, so they see an explosion, and they call out, and there's a robot attacking, and people are running, and these five come in, and Tenso, and so the monster summons like these metal things to him, makes a shield, and then he throws the shield at them, kind of like in MMPR, and starts attacking them. And Nozomu comes in, and he's there in Gosei Knight, and Gosei is all confused because it's not a Yurmaiju. And then they get attacked, and like stuff collapses on them, and Nozomu digs out Gosei Knight and gets injured in the process. And the five idiots, they're all chained up, and the Landix cut themselves free, and they're fighting, and Nozomu's all safe, and they're talking about how they got strength, and then they super tenso, whatever, and then they go epic gumball machine, and they start smacking up on the monster, and they just keep going, and they miracle Gosei Dynamic, and then they beat him, and then they're all like happy face, and they're walking, and they're talking, and Alata's all like talking about how he likes the surface, but he just belongs in Gosei World because it's humans' job to create Earth's future, not Gosei Angels, and it's people's job to create Earth's future. And then in come these dorks, like these the robot dudes, and they're all like, "Ah, oh, we're Maturintis, brah." And Datus is like, Maturintis was an ancient civilization that sank or whatever. And it's like, okay. And apparently the dude is like, let's see, Tensai no Robogog. And he's the emperor dude of Maturintis. And he made Agent No Metal Alice. And and then she uses her little pad and she summons BBs. And they turn into like BB nails. And they make the monster grow giant, and then they summon Gosei Ultimate. Apparently, across all five of them, he uses Gosei Ultimate summon card for some reason. And then it transforms, and it gets chained up, but then the header starts shooting things, and then they ultimate charge, and then it blows up, and then they're talking about stuff, I don't know, about Maturintis and how they still got to fight. And they're all holding their pictures, and Nozomu's like, I always want to help you guys. And it's like, you're gay. And then it goes all Gosei Knight's there, and he's like, "Ah, oh, I'm confused." And then they're all Sora Nikagyaku Rainbow.
And
that was it. And it was kind of stupid.
Riveting.
So, yeah, Maturintis' entrance was much worse than Yurmaiju entrance, but Yurmaiju entrance had the entrance of Gosei Knight. So,
yeah. I think if Gosei Knight didn't enter at the same time, the Yumaju entrance would have been just as boring.
Probably. Did Dawson come back yet?
I don't think so. I think you beat him. Hello?
Hello? That's good. I've never actually beaten you guys with one of my summaries before. I mean, it probably feels like I'm beating you over the head while doing the summary.
Yeah.
But I've never actually finished one before, like, somebody came back. I don't know what to do now.
So who's all here, exactly?
I'm here.
Okay, so Dawson's still not here.
Yeah, because he's a loser.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I don't really have anything to say, so I never really do.
Yeah, it's because
we just do the summary based on obligation.
Should make fun of Dawson until he comes back.
Such an asshole.
Harry's like,
he's an asshole.
He's gay people and
he's racist, sexist, and
I know. And he was all like, "I hate gay people. They suck." He's telling me how like he hates a little gay kid on Glee, and I'm like, "Dude, the little gay kid's awesome. I love Glee."
Earlier today, he was telling me, he was like, one of my friends was joking around and was like, "I'm gonna be a member of the KKK for Halloween," and Dawson was like, "Here, you can borrow my costume."
And he's like, wow, this is a pretty accurate costume. And he's like, well, actually, I have to confess, it's not a costume, it's a uniform.
Yeah.
So, that, you know, that was a little uncomfortable for us, but, I mean, we're working our way through it as friends. And,
we support
feel free to use his new name. It's he's now going to be known as Dusham Rotter.
Yeah, that's probably...
I want everyone that comments on his reviews to always call him that.
Yeah.
From now on.
That's going to be great.
Like, hey, Dusham Rotter. That Fize has, like, no silver fingertips, so I definitely have to skip it. Like, absolutely. I need to skip it because there's no silver fingertips.
I'm assuming somebody posted that on his review because I haven't
the
watched it.
Is the summary over yet?
Yes, wait, no. It's been over for like 2 minutes.
Oh, hey, Dawson Rider, what's up?
Welcome back, Dawson Rider.
Why do I feel as if I've missed something?
You haven't missed anything. We've just been waiting for you.
Yeah, it's like, over, right?
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. Why haven't we started O's yet?
Because we're waiting for you, so you can give your thoughts on the Ghost Sager.
I never give my thoughts. Actually, I do, because I give my thoughts for both of us, which is just Ghost Sager, Great Cock, and then you're like, what he said, and then we go to O's. Why don't we just do it? I don't even know why we do the Ghost Sager summaries.
Obligation to our fans. Okay, why don't we do this? Everyone that listens, either go to Facebook or comment on the little blog thingy that's on RegistrationRebels.com. Tell us whether you even want us to do this.
Yeah, if vote, let's do a poll if we want to do Ghost Sager summary or not.
You would do a poll, wouldn't you?
My God. Well, no, we need to, because, like, then we could... I don't know, fuck. We just wouldn't have to do it then. Well, then when would I get to go brush my teeth?
After we record, that's when.
That's true. Because then it would be shorter.
But Dawson likes doing polls.
My God.
I got it. Heard.
Well, you know,
that's an easy
you know,
one to get. Congratulations.
You know how to fit four gay guys on a stool, huh?
Dawson,
you turn
what?
It upside down.
Oh.
But no.
What if it's a stool with only three?
Oh,
dear God.
Then somebody's sharing. Except for Dawson.
How do you share something like that?
Very carefully. Oh,
no. Ask wheelchair. He's used to sitting down all the time.
I see.
Bottom.
Where am I?
We're about to start the O's summary.
Oh, I have to try. Because we actually like this show.
And it's right, getting better.
I know, wait, let me get my medals together. Okay, Kamakiri.
Count the medals.
One, count two, medals. And three.
Yeah.
Wait, what episode is this? Five?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Taka, Bata.
Would you get scared that you didn't
watch it?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Torai, Cheetah. Okay, I've got every medal that I need for this summary, I think. Okay. I don't even think I need Kamakiri, but I've got it anyway, just in case I get bored.
Hold on a second.
Are you counting the medals?
One, two, and three. Life goes on.
That's a lie.
I was putting Nazca's little.
Da 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 da.
It's also missed the return of BZ17 during the Ghost Sager summary.
I was busy brushing my TVs.
Shuki wanted to kill me for singing the theme song, but I'm like, no, BZ had to come back.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Up.
All right, so we're on episode 5. Last time.
Episode 5.
Oh shit! I left X Play on the background.
Well, last time we fought Kazari and took 3 of his medals: a Tora and 2 Cheetahs. And he took our Kamakiri medal, and they beat up a fat guy. And
poor fat guy.
At the end, they ran into the secretary of Kogami, and she pulls out the screen, and he's all. Let's talk. And it's like, okay. So he addresses them by name as, you know, Hino Eiji and the Greed Ankh. And he wants to make a deal that, in exchange for them using their metal system, you know, the ride vendor and the Candroids and all that garbage, that they give him 70% of the medals that they collect. And Ankh's like, no, you? And he's like, no, okay, you think about it. And until then, here's a gift. And so it's a box. It's got a dozen Kandroids in it, four each of Taka, Taco, and the new Bata one. And of course, AG, being like the mind of a six-year-old, goes over and is like, ooh.
Ooh, I haven't seen this one before.
I know, I haven't seen this color. It's awesome. What does it do? And it, like, he turns it into a little grasshopper, and it rolls around and is all cute. And then we cut to like this warehouse dude. We see this dude, silver hair, yellow shirt, hat. Basically, he's dressed like Nogami when Ryutaro's possessed him, kind of. And then we see a dude in a green jacket and this dude in like a gray shirt. And
this reminds me of Momotaro's, like in Levels of Badass.
Yeah, it like the gray shirt one kind of like Momo, and like the yellow shirt dude is like Ryu, and then the green one just a dick. But and then they're looking over, and the yellow one just starts laughing and turns into Kizari, and you're like, oh. And then the green dude turns into Yuva, and the other one turns into Gamaru, and they're all like, where is Mizuru? And it's like, well, guess she hasn't found a human form she likes yet, derp. And so we see like this rich girl getting out of a limo, and she's got like a bunch of bags because she just went shopping, and she's in like the apartment building thing, and like this little schoolgirl comes up in like her little, you know, schoolgirl uniform, and it's got like blue trim and crap, and hint hint, it's Mizuru, and she starts asking her questions about her
dick.
Your mother, questions about like her shopping. And she's like, ah, this would be perfect. And like, you see cell metals dropping from her.
This episode basically would have worked if Shuki was in place of this lady.
It would.
It would.
Buy the figures, buy them.
So she drops a cell metal.
It'd be like the biggest like cell metal bank ever.
You're growing a yummy right now.
Probably.
He's growing a yummy pixel in his belly. Aw.
That's where yummy pixels came from.
That was a stomach ache I had yesterday.
And you see it, and like in her room there's like just crap everywhere, like it's basically like Shuki's basement. And like she just keeps buying things. She goes through a magazine and is like, ooh, I want this and this and this. And you see like a nest of like yummy eggs.
That as I'm taking Skull Boiler out of the
package. Oh god.
And then it goes all, you count the medals, 1, 2, and 3, life goes on, anything goes, coming up O's.
The impression that I get.
Jibu no kachiwa jibu.
That wasn't in the song.
That wasn't right.
Oh, man.
So meanwhile, yeah, they're still talking to Kogami, and he's like, you know, let's, I think we should do this. And he's like, and Ankh goes all like crazy fired, and then like out comes a little
Ankh,
dude.
Ankh.
And out comes Ridebender guy, and he pulls a gun on him, and he's like, I'm not gonna miss next time, hobag. And apparently the Bata thing works as like a two-way radio between, you know, whoever's got the two Bata Kandroids. And he's like, there you go. You think about it. You come talk
awesome.
To me.
We don't have to use our minutes anymore.
Yay. We have the same phone carrier. And we have Kogami. And although voting for American Idol is going to suck with these things. And we see this girl. She just keeps buying more and more. And the cluster of eggs just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And I don't know what. Strong girl's thinking about her brother and how much she misses her. It's kind of boring. And she runs into the rich girl at school, and she makes her drop like this scarf thing or something, and she just gives it to her. It's like, here, I don't want this anyway. I bought this yesterday, and I'm done with it. It's like, wow, you're a hoe. And and then we see AG, and he's looking at his money, and he's like, I can't even buy underwear with this. I need a job. You need to stop eating all those popsicles. And Ankh's like, do whatever. And he's just playing with the iPhone. And
he put quotation marks around popsicles, too. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah. And he's just busy with that iPhone. And he's like, I sense a greed. And out comes...
A greed.
Yeah, and out comes Mizuru out the water and shit.
Sorry, sneezes all over everybody.
Sorry, I couldn't help it. So he tosses him the medals and oh damn, I lost them. And he goes all yeah. And he's got that metal Jalibur.
It said Chach.
Your mother said Chach. And they're fighting, and it's kind of like a draw, so she's like, I'm getting out of here. And so they're trying to, like, well, she probably made a nest somewhere to to get some greeds. And to get some greed. And to get some medals and stuff. And so.
Man, Oz needs his own cereal. Sorry, I was just thinking of that. Like, he's so perfect for it. Cheerios.
And they're like, we need to.
They're so yummy.
Oh my god. Steve, this is just begging for his own cereal. Sorry.
Okay. And he's like, we need to find that nest. And he focuses on that apartment building. And he's like, well, I'm going to go play with this iPhone. I got some new apps I want to try out. And,
oh, it'd be even better if they were just called Yummy O's. Sorry.
He's like, I saw that.
That's what I thought of. Don't be greedy. Share your Yummy O's.
Oh, man. We should do this as a joke commercial. All right, I'm ready now. Okay, sorry.
Ankh found the Cosmo magazine's, Sex Position a Day app and, like, downloaded it. And went to go try it out. And AG's like, well, I'm not that stupid. I saw him focus on that building, so I'm going to go there. And
wanted to go try it out.
And the greeds are all together, and they're like, we need to get Ankh. And you
Ankh,
like,
Ankh.
Yeah. And Yuva's all like, well, I'm going to get him. And I want my medals back. And Kizaru's like, yeah, you do that. I lost medals too. And this chick's at the store and she's just buying more crap. Like, she just cannot stop buying. She has that compulsive buying disorder.
I did a research project on that.
Yeah, turns out we all four of us have it. So, yeah, AG goes to that place and he sees Strong Girl and he's like, hey, you probably shouldn't go in there. There could be a monster in there, so... Just FYI, like, I get your friends with the girl, but you should probably not go in there because it's not going to be safe. So then, like, Yuva in human form comes out and he's like, ah, Oz, I'm going to get you. And he's like, who the hell are you? And he's like, you remember me? We haven't met like this before, but today he transforms into Yuva. And he starts, like, attacking him and he's like, Strong Girl, you better run. She's like, okay, I'm out of here. And he's like, I want my medals. They're my medals. I want them now.
My yummy-os.
And so, like...
AG Wentworth, 877 cash now.
And AG goes to fight. He puts the belt on. And all of a sudden, my first thought is, Ixe, Fedepu. You're like, wait, no. That show's done. And he's like, oh, crap. I don't have my own medals. Where's Ankh?
That'd be awesome.
Oh, God. So he keeps going. And Taka Kandroid pops out. He pops the top, because once you pop, you can't stop.
That's what she said.
Yeah, that is what she said. She couldn't stop. And but then somehow she did, and I don't understand. Anyway, so we see, like, Ankh leaving the Kanto branch of the Kogami Foundation and is like, well, I guess he's not here. It's gonna be harder than I thought. And, like, a Taka Kandroid flies over and deposits a Bata Kandroid. And there's Age like, Ankh, I kind of need your help. There's a greed after me. So you should probably get here quickly. And he's like, woo. And we see Age running. And he grabs a ride vendor. And Ankh grabs a ride vendor. And Kogami's all like, Ankh, I see you find our system useful. So you should think about that deal. And it's like, man, you're really pushy. You're like a car salesman or something. I said I was just here to look. Didn't want to buy. And Yuva just keeps chasing AG. And he jumps on him on the bike. And then he throws him off. And the Strong Girl's talking to the rich girl. And she gets a phone call from her dad in America saying they're broke. And they have no money.
I hate the heartbreak.
Anyway, apparently her dad bought, you know, some skull boilers and hard boilers, and they turned out to suck, and so they're out of money. And Ankh comes and knocks Eve off the bike, and and he gives him the medals. And then once again, we get some epic O's action featuring
that's the second time I haven't heard Taka.
Your mother.
So O's are just running out without a head. He's all, Tora, Bata!
I want that to happen.
So Yuva's like, give me back my medals, don't use them. And they start fighting, and he's just like getting pwned. Like, Yuva is just beating the living crap out of him. So Ankh over here is like, I need to do something. I know. Hey, Yuva, did Kazari mention...
Hey, Yuva!
Like, hey, Yuva, did Kazari mention to you that he's got one of your medals? He's like, woo. He's like, yeah. He jacked it from us like the other day. I figured he would have told you. Apparently he didn't. You might want to look into that. So
just FYI.
Just FYI, in case you're wondering, he took one of your core medals. So
I mean, the flex
cards. And so in this distraction time, Ankh throws AG the cheetah medal and I was like, here, do this. Yeah, so now with this cheetah medal, like, he just, like, pwns Yuva. Like, he just kicks the living crap out of him. He goes flying, right, because they had the stunt thing hooked up with a ratchet, and he just gets, like, yanked back across. And medals are just flying everywhere. Cell medals, and all of a sudden, core medals pop out. Ankh arm goes flying off and grabs one each of Kuwagata, Kamakiri, and Bata. And then we just see Yuva have, like, the same experience Kazari did last week, and his chest armor just explodes into medals. And Ankh's all like, haha, we got a full set, bitches. And then, like, just kind of ends. And so that was about it.
We got your t-shirt.
Got your medals, bitch. So, yeah, that was pretty awesome. I enjoyed that episode. The fights with the Greeds were pretty good. Glad we got a Kamakiri medal back. Their human forms are pretty cool. For those who are unawares, the human forms of the three male Greeds, Yuva, Kazari, and Gamaru, it's the guys who do the voices. For Mizuru, it's a different person entirely. It's like a little girl, whereas like an adult lady does the voice
obviously
of the Greed. But so yeah, that was a fun episode. I enjoyed it. I can't wait till next week. You guys go.
Not all at once now.
They're busy eating their yummy eggs, apparently.
We are. We're busy developing a franchise.
Cool.
We're getting a sponsor. Why didn't we let Rider Zero go since he's a special guest? Yeah, yeah. Let's let Elmo go.
Hi.
No. I thought it was a pretty good episode. I like seeing the cheetah metal being used again, and I'm really anxious to see the three green combo. I think that's going to be pretty cool.
Oh, it will. Hint, hint, I watch next week. Spoiler alert, it is.
Dang,
yeah,
now I
I've
can't watch
it too. Spoiler alert. So,
it
yeah.
was awesome, and I know it made Shuki rock hard, so.
Oh, it did. I enjoyed the hell out of it. Like, I don't think it was as good as episode 4 was.
Yeah, 4 was awesome. He was all like, I have Wolverine.
I think the initial explosion factor of Kazari had more impact, like, seeing it for the first time than watching Uva explode an episode later. But it was still a really phenomenal episode. Sets up all the shit for episode, well, not for episode 6, but for the rest of the show, even. With the whole deal with Kogami thing and introduction of Bata. Bata's adorable.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it was like it was a good episode.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm kind of guessing that Kogami and Ankh might come to a different understanding. Ankh might come to a different understanding, like maybe like 50-50 or something for the medals, because I can't see Ankh.
Spoilers,
Ankh.
They do.
Yeah. Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Fine. Anyway, so the only other thing I was going to say is that I think this gets resolved too. But as of this episode, I was pretty annoyed when he has the belt and then the medals are across town. And for the love of God, why is he so stupid and keeps giving them back to him? Like, after he finishes the next yummy, he should just start running. Like, put the cheetah medal in, just run. Like, bitch, I have the medals now instead of... Oh, it's so stupid. Like, it's, I hope this plot device is over. Is it? Spoiler, people.
I don't know. I didn't
spoiler
watch
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. I know the answer to this question.
What is it?
The answer is they fix this in the next episode because of the fight with Yuva.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll watch this episode tomorrow and then I'll be all educated. But, well, then now I can't complain about anything.
No.
That was a good episode.
You it can. Works. You just be ignorant. No, that's ignorant.
That's you're being ignorant.
I don't even know what's going on anymore.
I'm alive. You're ignorant.
What?
No, I'm not. I'm dead inside.
So anyway, Oz is absolutely fantastic. If you don't like Oz, screw you.
You're stupid.
This coming from the guy who was like super Oz hater because it wasn't double.
Well, okay, it's still not double. And it will probably never be double. But, I mean...
Double-head Kirihiko butt.
Yeah.
Once you look
yeah,
past that...
Not sexy man butt yet.
No,
not. I don't... I mean, I liked it... I like... Oz right now more than I initially liked, Decade.
Yeah.
I like Oz right now more than I initially liked, Ryuki. Maybe Blade. It took me a while to get into Blade.
Yeah,
it was really good, but it just took me a while to get into it. Fize I liked from the start. Kabuto I liked from the start, and I haven't seen Kuga and Agito. Deno I liked from the start, too.
Yeah.
It's because Deno had Momotaros.
Basically. Like, all the things most of the Deno haters hate about Deno is why I like Deno.
Yeah. I concur.
Deno just had a charm.
It really did.
Like, I can see
the charm was Momotaro.
Like but...
I just don't understand the people that say it didn't have a story when it had a really good story.
They don't have a pretty good story.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Makes sense sometimes because of the whole time travel thing, but it had a story.
But time travel stories, sometimes when they get really complicated, never really can make sense.
Yeah. Because
you can go anywhere in
that. Time basically never make sense.
Yeah. Unless it's like Back to the Future.
They always go stray at some point.
Like, I mean, you can make a time travel story that can sort of make sense, but you can just twist yourself in all kinds of knots of time travel. How do we get to be talking about time travel? Talking
yeah.
about
talking about
serial.
I was
then you have
about
to watch.
Shows
you don't.
That I liked initially.
With time travel, you don't have to watch. You don't create like a time paradox and become your own grandfather.
That'd be weird.
That'd be hot.
Like Fry.
Exactly like Fry.
But yeah, it's good. I mean, I'm enjoying. I'm not like, I don't like it. I can't see it topping anything I've seen so far right now.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I don't see it topping things. I see it as more of a bottom. But
I just want the Kogami guy to call me on my birthday and sing to me.
Dude, they need like. You know those phone services like have Optimus Prime call your friends to tell them to go buy Transformers on DVD.
That'll be awesome.
Japan needs one of those, so you can sign
happy
people up.
Happy birthday!
And they're gonna call on their birthday.
They also need one for Guppy.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday! It's not my birthday, and that's like the joke. So. I still don't understand the twist thing. Like, it's still, I guess it makes it a little easier, but it still bugs me.
Like the twist for the belt?
Yeah, when he slants it down, I mean.
Oh, it's just to make it easier.
Yeah, it is, but it's just so weird. Like, he just does it, I'm like, why?
This is the make noise part of the podcast.
Yeah. Now we're just nothing.
I don't know. Let's just final thing use this up. Any last words? I guess
pepperoni.
That life goes online, and the song is completely untrue.
It's a really funny way of putting it. Any last words, punk?
No.
Any last words?
What would you like on your tombstone?
I thought you were gonna say, "What would you like on your tomatoes?" For whatever reason,
tomatoes. It's kind of weird.
I don't know.
I don't know. Fuck.
I don't know. Fuck.
Damn, we need something funny to end this on.
Tickle my elbow.